Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. All right, we are in April. Now, I just want to warn you, here's what happens in April. You get all of these really, really big ideas, and you have the energy of spring behind you to make you think that you can make it happen, which is great, and you can. You can definitely tackle one, two, maybe even three of these great ideas you have. The problem is you're going to have 35. You're going to have 35 great ideas. The days are getting longer. The days are getting warmer, at least here in Ohio, and you're going to start to think, oh my gosh, I can get all of this stuff done because it's spring. And then you'll get to June, and the energy will wane, and you'll have a bunch of half-finished projects. So my number one tip for April, for what's going to happen to you in April, is go with that. Go with that energy. Squirrel, go do whatever you want to do. Put all your energy into whatever. Today we're going to rip out all the flower gardens, or I'm going to do all of the closets, or whatever idea you have. 100%, go for it. Do it. To completion. You're not allowed to start the next project until you finish the project that you just started. Now, I found over time, as I've organized my house and I've become more productive, I actually shop less. I thought I would shop more and I would have more, but I actually shop less and I do less. However, when I decide I'm going to do something, I buy all of the pieces and parts, I do the project to completion, and then I buy the next thing. So like, for example, I'm going to paint my laundry room. I decided this 3 weeks ago. The old Lisa would have already gone to the store, bought the paint, put it in the laundry room, and probably painted it, I don't know, a year from now. This Lisa has it on the list. I'm going to paint the laundry room. I don't know when I'm going to paint the laundry room, but I'm going to paint the laundry room. Every time I go in there, I'm like, okay, that's coming down. This needs to be patched. I think I want that color. And I'm thinking about it a lot. Do you know when I will buy the paint when I'm going to paint the laundry room? The morning I'm going to paint the laundry room. For a couple of reasons. Number one, I might not paint the laundry room for 6 months, and I don't want to spend even $15 on a gallon of paint or $20, whatever it is, on a gallon of paint until I know I'm actually going to paint the laundry room, because I still have a brand new gallon of paint that I bought for painting my master bedroom last year, and I don't like the color anymore. And it's a brand new, like $25 or $30 gallon of paint. And now I realize I want to paint the entire room, so 1 gallon isn't enough, and then I'd have to color match it. It is not worth it to pre-buy anything when I'm going to do a project. So do any project you want this spring, but when you do the project, get up, go out, get yourself a cup of coffee, you know, even go buy the coffee, buy whatever you need for that project, go home and do the project. Don't buy the stuff for 5 different projects and not start any of them. Also, what I notice at this time of year, and I was talking to Natalie Ekdahl, who you're going to meet on a future podcast, but we were voxering back and forth about all these projects that we wanted to do in our business. And I said, Natalie, the end of school is coming. Like, we need to figure out what we need to get done by June 1st, because there is an energy to the spring and there is a natural culmination of events that happens at the end of May. I don't care if you don't have kids and work 24/7 in, not 24/7, you can't work 24/7 in corporate, but if you work in a corporate job and you don't have children and you work year round, there is still a different energy to summer. More people take vacations. Driving to work is easier. Like, there's just a different energy to summer. So there will be a lot of projects that you have both in your business, in your home, in your family life that you want to get done. And they will culminate in the end of May when the school year ends. A lot of projects will come to an end. So what I want you to do today, even if you just stop this podcast and mentally think about it, if that's the only time you have, is mentally think through what is going to happen in April and May. You remember when I talked about the fact that I plan my year 3 times a year and each season starts out organized and structured and ends chaotic and busy? May is the chaotic and busy month. We've already been to one wedding, and I know there are a lot more weddings coming. Weddings, graduations, baby showers, end of the year parties, taxes are due in April. I don't know. There's just so many things that come to an end in May, and then the lazier days of summer are longer and not as productive. So make a list of all those things that you want to finish out by June 1st. Next, now is a great time to declutter your closet. And I want you to declutter your closet with not forward thinking, but backward thinking looking. I can't remember the cute name that I called it. Oh, well, I had a great idea for what it was called in the past. What I want you to do is, historical. I want you to look at your closet historically. Okay, it is, if you're listening to this real time, it's the beginning of April. If you live in the U.S., winter is over. Hopefully winter is over. So I want you to go in your closet. What did you not wear at all this year? The odds of you wearing it next year are like negative zero. I know that's not a number. Just want to make sure you're paying attention. So there were a couple of sweaters that at the beginning of the season, I had worn so much the year before, I thought I liked them. And even like in February, I was like, I know these sweaters are on their way out if I don't at least wear them. So I wore them both twice. And each time they were fine. Like I was like, when I put them on, I was fine wearing them all day. But then I hung them back up in the closet. And I was like, I don't want to wear them again. So I decluttered them. Like I donated them. I do not want you guys to worry about the fact that you are donating sweaters in April. Get over that whole you have to donate the clothes when the season it's in. Fine, if you want to sell them, you do. But not if you're donating them. Just donate them. It's cold somewhere. Somebody needs a sweater. Just donate them. But go through your closet. If you did not wear it this year, keep it one more season if you have to, but the odds are you're not going to wear them. And at the same time, make a list. So I knew at the beginning of this winter, I really needed to buy a new pair of shoes, and I didn't do it. I have one little like booty shoes, and then I have this pair of nurse's shoes. I can't remember what they're called. They're like $200. I got them from my aunt who used to work for a nurse. It's awesome. I've worn them for like 5 or 6 years, maybe 8 or 9 years. It's probably been 8 or 9 years. Holy cow. I have worn them out. You wouldn't think you could wear these out, but I've worn them out because I cannot wear tennis shoes because my little baby toe goes numb and then my whole leg goes numb. So when I'm doing professional organization jobs, I wear these nurse's shoes. But really, I wear these nurse's shoes all the time because they're so comfortable and they have a heel to them. Like they're elevated and I love wearing heels, especially now that Joey is about 3 inches taller than me. Like, and when I'm in my pajamas and I don't have heels on, he's like, ha ha, I'm taller than you. I'm like, where are my shoes? I need to have my high heels on. So I love these shoes. There's no way I can make it through one more year with these shoes. This year was definitely scraping by. And so I have a note, like I'm going to put a note on my calendar in September, like as an event on a Monday morning, buy new winter shoes. Otherwise, I'll get to October, I'll throw on those jeans or whatever, and I'll realize I literally have no shoes to wear. The shoes I have are horrible. So make a list of the things that have totally worn out. So I'm learning to use Instagram better. My, 17-year-old and 15-year-old are teaching me. They had quite a lot of fun teaching me Instagram stories the other day. So I'm learning to do Instagram stories. I already was putting up pictures. I'm just not great at it. But you'll want to start following me on Instagram. I'm Organized365. So I went and I tried on shorts. I did not put this on Instagram, but this is the kind of stuff I will put on Instagram in the future. So I went to try on shorts. My birthday is in March, so I always buy new clothes in March. I got new jeans and there were shorts, and I was at White House Black Market, and I haven't bought new shorts for a couple of years because the shorts are too short. And I just turned 45, which in my mind, I'm 21. Like that thing is real where people say they think they're 21 forever. Like that's not a joke. You really do think you're 21. So I'm trying on the jeans and, I'm not the size I thought I was, but whatever, fine. They look great. Jeans look great because they hold everything in. My mom was trying to understand why I loved jeans. And, she was showing me like some kind of stretchy leggings things. My mom is like a size zero. And I was like, no. We need structure. We need something that's going to hold everything in. So I was trying on all my jeans. But they had shorts there and they're the right length. Like I like shorts that are like halfway down your leg, not all the way to your knee, but also not, like I know I'm not a teenager. So these shorts this year are the perfect length. And the last couple of years they've been too short. So I put them on in the little dressing room, felt great. I was like, these feel great. They're the right length. These look great. I walked out into that three-way mirror with the extra lighting that they have out there where my mom was. And I looked in the mirror and I looked at my legs and I went, First of all, I live in Ohio. So my legs are pretty much translucent. Second of all, I've been wearing dresses in the summer. I haven't worn a lot of shorts. I don't lay out. I don't get tan even in the summertime. So pretty much I stay pretty white. My legs did not look the way I thought they looked in my mind. It is a scary thing to try on shorts in the middle of winter in Ohio. So I put on Facebook, I said, oh, you know, trying on shorts in March in Ohio, kind of a sobering experience. And somebody said, mayonnaise legs. And that's exactly it. I have mayonnaise legs. Anyway, I decided to tell you that story because we're going to be going through our closets, ladies. We all think that we have areas of our bodies that need to be improved. But you know what? When I put on jeans, a cute little top, and my little platform shoes, I feel pretty darn good. Naked in front of a mirror with weird fluorescent lighting, nobody looks good. So, pick the clothes, keep the clothes in your closet that make you look and feel great, because you do look and feel great. And if you have to try on shorts, just stay in the little dressing room. Don't walk out into the big one. You'll feel just fine. All right, this could be a really short podcast because I have some really long ones coming up here in April that I'm super excited for you to listen to. We've just finished the Decluttering Madness Challenge, right? And hopefully your family got on board and helped you declutter. And even if they didn't, hopefully you decluttered. And if you didn't, then do it now. Like, it's spring, you're going to want to declutter. Keep looking critically at your items. Make them defend their space. Do you really want to maintain it, clean it, move it, dust it? If you don't, get rid of it. Talk to your family. Do a weekly 10-minute everybody run around the house and put everything in the black bag that they can that they want to donate. This is an ongoing process until there's nothing left to donate, which is never. So right now, the 100-day home organization program registration is open. You're going to be seeing it on Facebook. You're going to be hearing about it in the podcast. I'm not going to go into it now. But if you've ever thought about joining the program, I highly, highly suggest you join it now. This is the best price you're ever going to get. This is the most involvement I'm going to be in it in the future. You're going to want to join it, so join it. But if you're not doing it or you've already done it, no big deal. We're moving on. I am loving the Sunday basket workshops. Oh my gosh, they are so much fun. So I told you, I thought that people would come to the Sunday basket workshops to learn what a Sunday basket is. Not at all. People are coming to the Sunday basket workshops because they're not going through the basket. And they want the accountability of going through the basket. And when they go through the basket, there are things that are stuck in the basket that they don't know what to do with, and they want me to tell them what to do in the basket. These Sunday basket workshops are so much fun. So I have scheduled one for May, and before this goes live, I'll go ahead and try to figure out when I'm going to do it in June also. So May and June will be up there. Just go to thesundaybasket.com and you'll be able to sign up for an online virtual workshop. So you'll be hearing a lot more on the next couple podcasts about the Professional Organizer Membership Licensing Program that I have for professional organizers. And there are quite a few people that are getting licensed as Organize 365 professional organizers. They have their own professional organization business. Like, they're not physically my employees. They live all over the United States. But they listen to the podcast, they've read the book, they know what a Sunday basket is, they understand my methodology of organizing, and we're partnering together. They understand my methods, but they are closer to you so they can help you physically organize your home. So if you're looking for a professional organizer in your area, there will be a way for you to check on my website soon to see if there is a licensed Organize 365 provider in your area. And in addition to organizing your house, they will be hosting Sunday basket workshops live. So you'll be able to take your laundry basket of papers over to a central location, and they will coordinate what I am doing virtually online in person. That's all I've got for you guys today. It's a quick podcast. I am working on the last edits for the ADHD book. If you guys are in the Facebook group, you've already seen the different cover choices, the different title choices that we're looking at. By the time this podcast goes live, all of my edits will officially be to my editor. And I'll be working on recording the audiobook so that that can come out at the same time that the physical book comes out at this time, which will be June 1st. I am super, super excited about this, as I know many of you are. You are so sweet and so encouraging. But I really, really think it's going to be a great book. And the psychologist that we've worked with for over a decade wrote the foreword, and she really liked the book as well. So now I feel like I have the medical stamp of approval. Everything in there is copacetic with the ADHD community, as far as the scholarlies. And so I cannot wait to share it with you. All right. You don't need to be listening more to me today. You need to be taking action. Are you going to declutter? Are you going to plan out your next 8 weeks? Are you going to ruthlessly go through your closet? Are you going to sign up for a Sunday Basket workshop? What are you going to do? Go, take some action.